This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News. You can tune into newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, newspapers, Twitter feeds, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. The legislative group LAFTOR will release a map of the state's new district lines on Thursday, January 26th. The maps were due Wednesday, January 25th. According to the Times Union, the delay was caused by an ongoing discussion about a constitutional amendment that would allow for a more independent redistricting process. Governor Andrew Cuomo campaigned on the promise of a more independent process. The paper reports that several parties, Cuomo, the Assembly Democrats, and Senate Republicans, are hoping to pair the release with the first passage of the constitutional amendment required to change the process. You can read about the release of the new district maps in the Times Union. Scenic Hudson has secured a conservation easement that protects 72 acres of land next to the Alana State Historic Site. The land resides on a hilltop overlooking the Hudson River in Columbia County. Scenic Hudson has been working to protect the views from the home of renowned 19th century landscape painter Frederick Church. The conserved land offers views of the distant Catskills and is adjacent to the 95-acre Playora Farm, where Scenic Hudson also holds a conservation easement. A study by the Biodiversity Research Institute and the Nature Conservancy found dangerously high levels of mercury in several northeastern bird species, including rusty blackbirds, salt marsh sparrows, and wood thrushes. Anthony DePalma describes the report's findings in the science section of Tuesday, January 25th, New York Times. The study found that the birds in contaminated sites were three times as likely to abandon their nests or exhibit abnormal incubation or feeding behavior. In some nests, the chicks vocalized less and did not beg as aggressively to be fed. David C. Evers, the Institute's executive director, said levels of contamination were highest in habitats like marshes and beaver ponds that go through cycles of wet and dry, even if they are far from power plants. He also applauded the EPA's new mercury standards adopted last month and scheduled to take effect over the next 4 years. Read about the study in the New York Times. New York's Attorney General Eric Schneiderman has been tapped to co-chair a presidential task force investigating the causes of the mortgage meltdown, according to the Times Union's Capital Confidential. Schneiderman was a critic of what he saw as a lenient draft settlement agreement between the nation's biggest banks and a collection of other attorneys general. He and Delaware Attorney General Beau Biden have separately pursued their own investigation. President Barack Obama referred the initiative during his State of the Union address Tuesday night, calling on U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder to create the unit. Schneiderman will co-chair the newly christened unit on mortgage origination and securitizations abuse with officials at the Department of Justice, SEC, and the IRS. Read the full story in the Capital Confidential. The Register Star reports that unemployment rates in Columbia County rose slightly at the end of last year. The New York State Department of Labor figures on Tuesday were released reporting that unemployment rose to 7.2% in December, up from 6.9% in November. The numbers in Greene County also rose slightly, with the unemployment rate up from 8.4% to 8.8% and a total number of unemployed from 1,900 to 2,100 from November to December. Read the article on the Register Star. Jimmy Vilkind in Capital Confidential reports that Senate Republicans are proposing a new 63rd Senate district that includes all of Greene County and much of Albany and Ulster counties. Vilkind writes that, quote, the seat is envisioned for Assemblyman George Amador, Republican from Rotterdam. Its boundaries were revealed to the Times Union by a state official. The official maps for all Senate districts will be released this week, unquote. The district has about 325,000 residents and more Democrats than Republicans. President Barack Obama won the proposed district in 2008 by a 55-44 margin. See more for the complete list of towns in the proposed district on the WGXC website and at Capital Confidential. Today is Thursday, January 26th, and the National Weather Service predicts that Ankrum, there's a 40% chance of rain before 4 p.m., then a chance of rain and sleet, mostly cloudy with a high near 41. Thursday night, there will be rain and sleet, becoming all rain after midnight, low around 34. The weekend forecast, rain likely on Friday before 10 a.m., then cloudy, gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 48, low around 23. Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 41, a low around 26. And Sunday, there's a chance of rain and snow showers, mostly sunny with a high near 39. Today is the fourth Thursday of the month, and there is a town planning board meeting in Athens, public hearing for an application for commercial site plan review for a propane bulk storage by the Cipitelli Brothers Realty Corp., located on Route 9W. A regular meeting of the Athens Town Planning Board follows, and that's at 7 p.m. at the Athens Village Hall, 2 First Street in Athens. Chatham, the village board meets at 7:30 p.m. Columbia County The Budget Salary Committee meets at 10 a.m., the Public Works Committee at 6 p.m. at the County Office Building at 401 State Street in Hudson. Copake, the Zoning Board of Appeals, meets at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. Germantown, there is a Planning Board public hearing on a proposed subdivision of Matthew Daly Jr. at 311 Northern Boulevard. The Planning Board meets at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. Hudson, the Historic Preservation Committee, meets at 6 p.m. at City Hall. Rensselaerville has a Hydrofacking Committee meeting at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. Stuyvesant, the Greenway Committee, meets at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. And in Windham, the Town Board meets at 8 p.m. at Town Hall in Hensonville. Sun rises at 7:12 a.m. and sets at 5:05 p.m. The moon rises at 8:37 and sets at 8:58. And the New York Knicks lost to the Cleveland Cavaliers 91-81 last night, and the Philadelphia 76ers lost to the New Jersey Nets 97-90. The Boston Celtics play the Orlando Magic tonight at 8. Tune into WGXC today for Tell It Like It Is at 10 a.m. with Judith Brink of the Prison Action Network talking about parole reform. At 2 p.m., Peter Wetzler sits down and talks to Woodstock musician Fredo Viola on sound forms. And at 7 p.m., the jazz disturbance Cheryl Kay talks to baritone saxophonist Gary Smulin on WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA.